Our story today is called "You're John Hancock." Often when we ask for a person's signature, we call it their John Hancock. This is because of the 56 signatures on the Declaration of Independence, one stands out above the rest. That signature belongs to John Hancock. He was the first to sign the Declaration and signed it in a large and legible script so the King of England could read his name without using glasses. Mr. Hancock wanted it to be very clear where his allegiance lay. His commitment to his country was so clear when King George III offered amnesty to all who would cease fighting, John Hancock was among the select few who were left out of that offer. Is your signature let your king know of your dedication and commitment to him? From Joshua 24, 14 and 15, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it's evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.